It's a wrap. The troubled and divided 114th Congress. In the end, it did get some things done, even though the government is on a continuing resolution until the end of April. Joining me with a summary and a look ahead to the 115th congressional schedule, David Hawkins, senior editor at Roll Call. David, can we really say they got nothing done?
Well, yeah, nothing is a pretty absolute term, but it was one of the thinner rosters of accomplishment in recent memory. The signature accomplishment of the year was an important one. I think it probably didn't get as much attention in the mainstream press as it ought to have. It was the so-called 21st Century Cures Act, actually got President Obama his big reveal from his final State of the Union address off the ground, the so-called cancer moonshot, big new authorizations for biomedical research, changing the way drug approval process happens to speed it along. This was a real law. This was a real policy shift. Nothing to sniff at. But after that, the list gets sort of smaller fast.
The Cures Act is also a major overhaul of how FDA works, and that agency is going to have a lot of digesting to do to figure it all out.
That's right. I mean, this was a comprehensive revamp of the way the FDA works. It is, you know, I'm sure from top to bottom, there are provisions in there for most offices there. This FDA regulates something like one out of every $6 in the American economy is a product or service that's regulated by the FDA. So, you know, this is important, and it will actually potentially make a tangible, memorable difference in the lives of many Americans and how their food and medicine is regulated, and then if you're sick, how you're, what kind of drugs you'll be eligible for, and how fast. So that it's a big deal. But after that, as I say, it drops off fast. There was an overhaul of the of military acquisition system as part of the annual NDAA, the Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah, we should say that section of that bill alone ran something like 230 pages, and they ran out of numerals.
That's right. That's right. Yes, it was a bureaucratic nightmare to get that done. But, you know, so you know those two, and most listeners know those two. They're not missing much other than that. I mean, the only tax bill that got enacted this year was to make tax-free the winnings of gold, silver, or bronze medals at the Olympics. I mean, that's what stood for tax policy this year. This is not all that unusual. The way lawmaking works generally runs in a four-year cycle. The first year of a president's term is the biggest year for lawmaking. The second year, which is the midterm elections, it drops. The third year, which is right after the midterm election, it goes up a little bit. And the fourth year, the presidential election year, is usually the slimmest possible agenda for lawmaking.
Is there anything big that they did not get done that's still lying in kind of a nascent state?
Oh, yeah, sure. There are many, many things. One of the things that the first thing that comes to mind probably is something that right up until Congress went home for the election, seemed like there was a chance that it would get done, which is an overhaul of the criminal justice sentencing system, mainly to allow more nonviolent offenders to get out of jail earlier, to change the sentencing rules so that our incarceration rate was not the highest, one of the highest in the world. There was a strong bipartisan push for that. It seemed like it was going to happen, and then the closer it got to the election, the more people worried that they didn't want to be perceived as soft on crime right before the election, so it didn't happen. It, like everything else, I always have to remind myself of this from basic civics, is once the Congress goes home, anything that didn't get done has to go all the way back to square one and start the whole process over again. New bill has to be introduced, votes in the House and the Senate, the whole deal, no matter how close it got to the finish line. If it doesn't get over that finish line by the end of the two-year Congress, it's a do-over.
And nothing happened on immigration either.
True, nothing happened on immigration of any kind. There was no border enforcement legislation. There was no legislation to ease the system for temporary and seasonal workers or high-tech workers. Essentially, that whole thing is bollocksed up. And it's a classic Washington story where when there are goodies on a topic that could be passed by themselves because everybody agrees on them, often they are held in the top desk drawer to be paired later on with the more controversial stuff. So plenty of immigration provisions. There's broad bipartisan agreement need to be revamped. But until there is an agreement on what to do about illegal immigration and path to citizenship or normalization, those so-called bipartisan goodies are going to be, as I say, kept in the drawer. Similar with Obamacare, to be honest. There are plenty of things on health care that both parties want to do, but until there is an agreement on now what's going to be in the Trump era, the repealing and replacing of Obamacare, until there's an agreement on that, those goodies aren't going to have a place to get done.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. And so that's a wash. The 114th is done. Do they have a couple more days of routine work, or are they really out of town now?
It's pretty routine work. It's they're essentially in for what they call pro forma sessions through the end of the year. There's not a ceremonial adjournment because that's mainly for a parliamentary but important reason, which is if Congress goes home, then the president would have the power to make what's known as a recess appointment. He could fill a bunch of vacancies, and those people could stay on the job through the first session of the 115th Congress, which starts on January 3rd. The Republicans don't want him to do that, so they are going to come back every 3 days, bang the gavel, say a little mumbo-jumbo, and bang the gavel again.
And there's profound change, of course, in the White House coming next year on January 20th. In terms of Congress, though, still Republicans in control of the House and the Senate, and with slightly different numbers. So do you see the dynamics changing much at all?
Oh, I mean, sure, the dynamic will change fundamentally. I mean, the Republicans in Congress, while many of them were wary of Mr. Trump, while many of them steered clear of him during the election, now that he is the president-elect, they are looking forward to having someone who identifies as a Republican to work with. They're going to bend over backwards to try and find areas of agreement with him. This will be a year where, even though the presidential inauguration isn't until January 20th, as you just said, Congress will start really on the Trump agenda right from when they convene on January 3rd. There will be hearings on several of his cabinet nominations. They'll actually put the cart technically before the horse and start having hearings on many, if not most, of his cabinet picks during those first couple of weeks. And more substantively, they will begin kind of a two-step legislative process that is necessary for the repeal of Obamacare. They'll actually adopt a budget resolution, which they didn't do last year, so they technically can adopt a budget resolution which will have language in it that will allow for the repeal of Obamacare in a way that the Democrats can't stop it. They can't filibuster it.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. Well, that is a wrap for this year. Well, hey, we'll talk to you for the 115th.
I look forward to it, Tom.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. Find this interview and our own congressional coverage at federalnewsradio.com.